And on the line we have now Gráinne Lochman of Malone. Are you there, Gráinne?
I am indeed. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, no, that's what we're here for. And I want to talk to you about the Christmas campaign.
So we've had a busy couple of weeks. Caught ahead of us, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about Christmas campaign now. And Christmas is, I won't say it's just around the corner, it's nearly on top of us. It's only a fortnight away. And, you know, Christmas can be a very, very lonely time for some people and a very, very joyful time for other people. And, you know, it can be, you know, a serious time for other people, particularly if they've lost relatives and spouses or, they always, you know, think about the matter around Christmas time. And now, with the Alone Christmas campaign, what exactly does it entail?
Yeah, so like you say, sometimes Christmas can be a really difficult time for older people, particularly those that are living on their own. So this Christmas we're encouraging everybody to have a laugh for loneliness. So we want people to reach out to older people who may be experiencing loneliness or isolation and just have a chat, have a bit of crack and have a laugh. So we're encouraging everybody to reach out to their older neighbours and family members and friends, but we're also hoping that communities will come together this winter and hold maybe a bake sale or a coffee morning or another event that'll help to raise funds for a loan and combat loneliness in the community. So it's kind of twofold. We're hoping that people will reach out to their older neighbours and friends and also to help us to raise more money for things like our Befriend service to combat loneliness.
Yeah, loneliness now can be a terrible, debilitating thing. And it can lead to all sorts of other things down the road, like all sorts of mental conditions and that type of thing. And you know, the telephone is a great instrument. Mr. Bell now must be congratulated. He's long since gone, but he must be congratulated in inventing the telephone. And of course, we've progressed from that now. We have the iPads and we've all sorts of gizmos that I get bewildered even looking at. Don't mind about pushing the buttons. But communication is very, very efficient nowadays, and even the ordinary telephone, you know, and to ring up a person and say, "How are you, Joe or Johnny or Mary or whoever it is, and how are you doing, and have you got your Christmas pudding ready?" I'll tell you what I'll do, is that type of thing, and get into the chat with a person. And maybe you could be on the phone for an hour, but you could brighten the whole, you know, festive season up for them. And maybe some other person would ring them and that thing. But what sort of a programme have you put together?
So we launched our campaign there a wee while ago with the help of Catherine Lynch, the comedian. So we launched that in Powers Course Town Centre, and we're getting lots of different community organisations involved now that are doing lots of smaller local events. But we've plenty of bits on ourselves now coming up to Christmas. On Saturday, just gone, we held our Northside dinner dance for older people. So we had more than, I think it was around 160 older people and their volunteers out for dinner and dancing in the hills on the north side. Out for a lovely Christmas lunch, but there was music and entertainment and a lovely afternoon. We did something similar down in the Talbot Hotel for Dublin South Side the previous weekend. So, and then we have another one coming up in Dundalk now on Tuesday. So we've had a busy couple of weeks trying to keep smiles on faces and encourage just a bit of festive fun really now coming up to Christmas.
Yeah, and you're well spread out, like, you know, down as far as Dundalk. And you know, the generations are getting older. Well, I won't say by the minute, but by very quickly, and that the that'll be putting more pressure on the loan. Now, do you network us? Do you network with other groups similar to yourselves?
We do. Actually, part of what we do is that we run, we coordinate Befriending Network Ireland, which is kind of an umbrella group for lots of different befriending organisations right across the country. So I think there's about 60 member organisations involved in that now. So that ranges from, you know, where they're down in Cork, they're over in Galway, in the Midlands and all over the country. So we work with all of those organisations, both to we offer training and technology and support, and we also run kind of service setup training. So if anybody was thinking of setting up a befriending organisation, they can come to us and ask for that training and get everything set up. We had a great training there a couple of weeks ago in Dublin with the Deaf Befriending Deaf Association, which we think is possibly the only one in Ireland, the only one we know of anyway. But it was training volunteers who were deaf to go and befriend people who were deaf. So that was a really interesting service to work with. But yeah, we're involved with other services all over the country.
Yes, and of course, deaf people, they use Braille and sign language and that type of thing. And that's not a, you know, a thing easily learned, particularly sign language, Braille. I don't know about Braille. I haven't seen anything in Braille in a long, long time, and I could be rubbing my fingers over forever and I couldn't. But, you know, deaf people are very adept at doing all sorts of things. And, you know, normally it's a minority, such, and minorities tend to get sort of overlooked. You know, but this your initiative is very, 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 very good as such. And now, with anything else coming up for Christmas? Any big bashes or anything like that? Or apart from all the dues that you organise, any fundraisers? Yes,
so, Ronnie. We'll have a couple of this coming up now. Today FM are actually doing a fundraiser for us. And the next couple of weeks, they're doing a special Christmas show, so it'd be great if people could get involved with that. But also, we've teamed up with Super Value this Christmas, and in Super Values all over the country, there's coffee mornings and wine and cheese and mince pies evenings, which are all kind of an aid of a loan, which is fantastic. And they're also donating 20 cent from every box of signature taste mince pies to a loan. So it's a great excuse to get a couple of extra boxes of mince pies now this Christmas. You'll see the red alone sticker on the front of them, and 20 cent from every box of those is going to a loan. So it's really fantastic.
Oh yeah, and of course this is the season for mince pies and Christmas pies as such, and plum puddings and all sorts of fattening articles. But however, might as well enjoy yourself while it's more at it. We were talking to you maybe a couple of weeks ago about the initiative you have with regard to housing. You were talking about the don't know what the name of the initiative was, but where people would have a house and they would let out, maybe have the upstairs or whatever, or something, the garage could be converted and that type of thing. How is that initiative going?
Yeah, so our pilot of collaboration with the Home Share. Sorry, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we piloted the collaboration with the Home Share, which has actually finished up since. We had a great couple of months working with the Home Share and kind of offering those services to the people who are involved with the loan. And we did get a couple of people who were signed up and interested. We actually found that there is a really high level of interest in the service. Not everyone kind of got involved then, but it was one in three of the people that were informed about the home share that were actually interested in potentially taking part, which is really interesting because it's something that might necessarily jump to your mind as an option. We had a great couple of months, and we're going to come back to it now in the new year and the following months to see what our follow-up actions on that will be.
Yeah, well, nothing succeeds like success. And once you have a project that is successful, it usually speaks for itself. And I mean, that literally speaks for itself.
Yeah.
We all wish you all the best with that. And that type of initiative now at the moment is, you know, it can be God's blessing for some people. We know about the home crisis that's going on at the moment. And, you know, everybody's talking about it, but... I won't say nobody's doing anything about it, but I know specifically you're doing something about it. And, you know, we would just wish you all the success and with that. Now, is there anything else on the horizon?
Oh, well, at the minute, we're all Christmas-focused. We're on the countdown now. We just have just over 2 weeks left. So we're getting ready to... deliver Christmas trees out to some of our tenants next weekend, which should be a lovely afternoon. And then on Christmas Day, as always, we'll be delivering Christmas dinners to some of the older people we work with who will be on their own this Christmas. So we'll be delivering dinners out on Christmas Day. So it's really just... all hands on deck at the moment to get all of our dances and all of our events up and going.
Yeah, and I say now that your hands are full, literally full, doing things. You know, a loan, it's been around since, I can't think of the date, Willie Birmingham set it up. We've been talking to people from Malone over the years and years, and we wish you all the very best in the world, and we wish you all a very, very, very happy Christmas. And, you know, I would say a prosperous new year, for the loan, that is, a prosperous new year. And hopefully we'll be back in the new year to talk to you about how you got on at Christmas. And you can give us a report at that time. And I'd like to thank you very much, Grania, for taking the call, etc. And we will be back to you next year. Hopefully.
Thank you very much for having us.
Right, you're welcome, Grania. That's what we're here for.
More in the new year. Thanks for all your support.
Okay, thank you, Grania. Bye.
Thank you.